So, would you remind us of your first name and the last name?
Okay, my name is Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z.
Thank you. And would you tell us a bit more, in what year were you when the Tao demonstration happened?
Well, I am 69 years old, and so I was 19.
Okay. Were you a sophomore or freshman? Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So that happened in the fall of 1967.
October 18th, right? Yes, I remember.
And what did you do on that day?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to, I was just going to read this.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm starting with the bomb on August 24th, 1970, but I will get to the Tao. So I was here for all of it. So.
Awesome, yeah. Let's do it. Why not you start from what you have prepared to tell us?
Well, I can just read it. You know. Would it be okay or no?
It'll be okay, because since you have
prepared. I have two pages.
Yeah.
Anyway, but...
Yeah.
Anyway. August 24th, 1970, I was living at the International Co-op at 140 West Gilman. On that morning, I had a 5:30 a.m. shift as a dishwasher at Cronsage Hall, now Frank's Place, and it was my custom to walk down Langdon behind the Memorial Union down the Lakeshore Path. I didn't hear the bomb go off at 3:42, although many at the co-op and in the area did. I couldn't take my usual route to work as it was blocked off by police crime scene barriers. There was debris everywhere. Books, dishes fell off the shelves, all over. It took me over an hour to find my way to work. It was quite a chaotic day for everyone. I didn't know anyone in Stirling Hall, and I was only vaguely aware where Stirling Hall was. I did not know any of the four young men who planted the bomb. I had met David Fine very briefly some months before in his capacity as a photographer for the Daily Cardinal. At the time, he didn't make any impression on me, as everyone in those days was talking about the war in Vietnam and how awful it was, and they certainly didn't want to go fight there or even see their friends or relatives fight there. Everyone was asking what action we should take to stop the war. Marching in the streets alone was not having enough effect. Everyone was angry, and many were talking trash. I myself marched, but never destroyed any public property, as the victims of those acts were not directly involved in the war machine. My own radicalization occurred on October 18th, 1967, when Dow Chemical came to recruit. They were scheduled to interview at 3 p.m. in the Commerce Building, now Ingraham Hall. I had a 225 class in Bascom in Renaissance Literature in 272, the big lecture hall. Although I wanted to protest, I decided to go to class where the professor was going to dissect Edmund Spenser's The Fairy Queen. At 3 p.m., the fire alarm went off. As we were exiting the building onto Bascom Hill, tear gas canisters were thrown into Bascom Hall. As I stumbled onto the hill, I saw police chasing protesters down the hill. I saw police grab young women by their long hair and club them in front of the statue of Abraham Lincoln. I was literally forced out of my ivory tower to confront the issue of the day. There's nothing really special about my story. It was the same story of so many thousands of people my age across the country. So what was it about those four young men that made them the ones to take that drastic action of planting that bomb? When I looked at the photos in the newspaper the next day, I just saw four guys. It could have been any four guys I had met in those years. It was a common reaction as the anti-war protests came to a dramatic halt. People asked themselves, how far would they be willing to go to try to effectively end the war? What personal sacrifices in regard to school, career, family, jail, life on the run, death? I suppose the outcome was inevitable. Robert Fasnacht was a person innocent of involvement to the war machine. It really was a horrible shame because the war went on for several more years and thousands of other innocents died for nothing in Vietnam. nothing. Where is the remembrance for them?
Thank you so much for sharing and
of course
preparing the scripts.
Okay.